Welcome back to Pace Immigration, paceimmigration.com. Talking once again with immigration lawyer Michael O'Rourke. Michael, good to see you.
Hey, Sean, how's it going?
It's going very well, maybe a little bit better than others who might have immigration applications in process. We're talking about immigration delays. We wanted to give people an update, the latest numbers from the IRCC, in other words, the Government of Canada, saying how long immigration applications are taking to process. The news is not great. We'll try and stay a little bit upbeat about it, but let's face it, we like to level with our clients, or excuse me, your clients. Here's the numbers, and Michael, they don't really look good right now, do they?
No, they're insane, Sean. These are pretty much double of what we usually see for average processing times.
Right. We've got, you know, I cherry pick some here. There's much more. You can go online on the government, the IRCC website, and plug in what application you're in process for, and you'll get a number. I threw in some highlights here. Citizenship, 27 months. The spousal stuff, like if you have a spouse overseas, 23 months. Talk about that, Michael.
Yeah, it's typically we see about a 12-month processing time for spouses outside of Canada, but it has just gotten so backlogged. And these backlogs are from a number of different perfect storm events, you know, first COVID, which IRCC is still recovering from, and it doesn't seem to have been a mild case for them. And then the Afghan implosion and the war and genocide in Ukraine, with all of these different priorities that have been thrown at the government of Canada and all of these challenges, the ministry just hasn't been able to keep up.
Sure. And I mean, let's face it, Canada's a nice place. You know, even before all those things were happening, a lot of people were knocking on the door. And now with the backlog, it's just worse. People might be asking, how do they come up with these numbers? How do they know it's going to be 27 months, for example, for citizenship? Talk about what they're talking. Just talk about this slide here, Michael, and the 80% of applications.
Sure. So this is a typical way to measure the progress of these types of applications. The U.S. does it well. They look at 100% of the applications and the quickest and longest processing time, and then they try to figure out the 80% median so that they can give more or less an average processing time. Of course, we see cases that are well beyond the 80%, and that's when our clients start to really panic, when their applications go for an extra 6 months or year, which does happen.
Right. And we were talking to Vince last week in another podcast about mandamus. We're going to be talking to you next week with a new video on mandamus in the United States, so people can watch those, which could be an avenue for people to speed things up a bit. Yes?
Yes, definitely. So mandamus, just to recap it briefly, is our request at federal court to ask the court to intervene and to force IRCC to make a decision. And in the U.S., it would be going to a federal court to force USCIS to make a decision on an application. Doesn't necessarily mean that it's going to be approved, but just right, that it moves forward.
Right. And, you know, and I was talking to you as well about this and how we almost need to start looking at immigration almost like as an investment. And not investor immigration, but that is, if you see these numbers right now, if you are a student somewhere, or if you are thinking about coming to Canada someday, it might be a good idea to start getting your application in process now.
I agree. But it's something we should look at this with the lens that these type of processing times are for permanent type of statuses within Canada. True. So if you are applying for a work permit or a visitor visa or a study permit, even though these have also increased these processing times, they're still more reasonable than, say, 36 months to bring your grandparents over to Canada.
Right. Okay, Michael, thanks a lot for joining us. That's Michael O'Rourke at pacelawfirm.com. Michael, if somebody contacts you and they're on that list, what do you want to hear from them right off the bat in the email that maybe you can help them out?
Sure. So I'd like to hear what they filed, when they filed it, how it was filed, whether there's been any follow-up by IRCC, and we'll see if we can help them. Sometimes the only thing that helps is time.
Yeah, unfortunately, that's the way it is. Okay. Michael O'Rourke, M.O'Rourke at pacelawfirm.com. Michael, we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks so much, Sean. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.